The long bureaucracy towards the implementation of the National Environment Act of 2019 has left West Nile battling against environmental degradation.
The long chain of command in enforcing the National Environment Act 2019 from central government agencies, departments, ministries and local governments is contradicting the environmental restoration efforts in the West Nile region. The act establishes the National Environment Management Authority, NEMA, as Uganda's lead agency for coordinating and supervising environmental activities aiming to ensure suitable environmental management, addressing emerging issues like climate change and hazardous chemicals and regulate plastics and other waste management areas. However, enforcing the law to the latter has become difficult. A move along the buffers of River Nyau evidently shows how alarming encroachment has degraded the river. Pastor Titus Vuyo is among the encroachers who has constructed two permanent residential houses in the buffer zone of River Nyau since 2006 and has for all these years cultivated the area to plant crops. Next to his house in a Wanya parcel are heaps of garbage, mainly plastic, that flow into the river. Vuyo expressed his disappointment with the community over poor waste management practices, saying the River Nyau is not now safe for domestic use.
I bought this land with the money, 2.5 million, since in 2006. But my question is, if really LC know that nobody will buy some plot near a river, why did you sell me this land?
Whereas Cosmas Aikobua, the Arua district chairman-elect, argues that there is growing concern on transparency and accountability gaps in the enforcement of the law.
People who are supposed to implement are compromised, so therefore they also fall suit and begin to abuse their laws. And there's no much penalties to the abusers of these protected areas.
Aimai Simon, the regional commander, Environmental Police Protection Unit in the Western region, acknowledges that there is a lot of bureaucracy in enforcement of the law affecting its effectiveness.
For protected areas, wetlands, building near wetland or dumping in a wetland is an illegality. For me, in enforcement, I cannot go directly and do anything. It is the orders, what all those things are first served by the technical people, either in the local government or of those agencies coming from the head office.
Radio Parties News. I am Frederick Tamadu reporting.